Rav Levi Yitzchok Bender.
Sorry.
Should I spell that out? Or you know
that? No, it's already on there.
Okay. Okay, it was Tafresh Ayin Tet, 1919. The First World War was over, and Europe was licking all the wounds that they had from the war, and the billions that were murdered and killed and massacred in Europe. But doesn't mean there was any peace in the world. The hatred for Jews just grew and grew. Right, now that the soldiers were finished fighting and all the...
We see what the Russian Revolution...
that's what we're talking about right here.
1917. The October Revolution.
The Reds, the Whites, yeah.
Red and
white,
yeah.
Half of my side. Ah, you're half Ashkenazi?
Yeah.
Ah, tell me.
My grandmother's Ukrainian, Romanian, my grandfather Romanian. Lukashevsky, next to the line,
he's
a
Yeah? You have to go visit.
I heard there's a program going around the yeshiva talking about
February.
Did you hear about it?
Yeah, someone said, I don't know.
Is it true or is it a myth?
No, it's true.
If you weren't there.
You've never been
there. I've never
there. $100 something, no?
That's right.
Where are they going to go?
Tumen.
In yeshiva?
When?
Did you hear? We don't hear. February 11th.
February 11th, yeah.
February 11th.
Just before Valentine's Day, so
how do we sign up?
What's Valentine's
Day? No, I've never gone, and my wife gave me permission.
Oh, here, give me the number. I'll write this down.
Hakashil, write down the number and give it to him. Now I'm saying she's cool.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So yeah, so now they were coming back. The soldiers from the wars, and of course on the way they were very bored, so they were murdering all the Jews all around, doing pogromim. And killing many Jews and taking everything, especially if it was a small. especially if it was a small town like Kivilich, which was just on the way. Of course, they go in there and do whatever you want. No one's going to come and protect, of course. No one's going to do whatever they want. So, in order to understand what was going on there, we go a few years back. 1917, in Russia, ended the period of the Tsars, yeah, which was hundreds of years. And who was the last one? Nikolai II. He was the one that was defeated. Defeated, yeah.
Murdered.
Yeah, this is the queen. Yeah. His father also. He killed many people. He was murdered. Him with his families. By a simple soldier, what's it called? The lowest level of soldier? The
private?
Yeah, by private. And then the communism got up, and they controlled, they started controlling. Okay? Which, of course, wasn't any better than the ones before. 75 years, the communists were ruling. They murdered many, many people, many, many Jews, of course, many, many people with Klaus, 60 million people is something they murdered. Yeah. And right before this book came out, that's when the communism was destroyed. This book is from 1993.
And communism collapsed in
1991.
Yeah.
But not in Israel.
No, it's still going on. You wrote it small. Why did you write it? Why did you
big? Give it to the Rebbetzin.
Oh, give it to your Rebbetzin. She'll call. Is it fax or is it a number to call?
Yeah, the fax. Fax your passport to that number. Okay. See, that's all I gave you. Just give it to the Rebbetzin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And your information, your phone number, perhaps on the fax.
Okay.
Anyway, so this period of time between kingdoms, between the Tsars and the communism, in the beginning, it was great.
A lot of the communists were Jews in the beginning.
Okay, but before the communists took over, there was the Bolsheviks, and they let the Jews do whatever they want. The Jews were able to learn Torah and to work whatever they wanted. It was like the Americans, basically, in those days, Kyiv. And they started getting together after the war, when many, many communities were destroyed and everything. that year, Chodesh Tammuz, there was a convention of all the Jews in the area in Kiev. The Rabbi Rashab was there from the Babich. By the way, today is the Yahrzeit of Baal Tanya. Right. Chafetz Chaim was there. My grandson was died yesterday. Chaim Soloveitchik, Kitsu. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. Yeah, people were so happy. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak used to say people were so happy. They were dancing. When they were dancing with even the Sri Sefer Torah, the Dal Baruch Hashem, we finished the Tzar. Yeah, but Avraham Nachman wasn't so happy with the situation that's going on. And he said, it doesn't look too good. Why? Because the communists are going to take over, he thought, and then it's not good for Judaism. And he told people, he told everyone, please leave Russia. Now you have an opportunity. The doors are open. Leave Russia. Go to Israel. Go live in Israel. And
not only Russia, but Poland and Ukraine.
Yeah, the whole leave that area. And it's true that parties didn't last. Last only for 8 months. And and the communists are taking over. They're fighting the Bolsheviks, and of course,
eight months.
It was the freedom after the war, and then there was big fights, communists and Bolsheviks, and of course, many Jews were killed, and pogroms, and it was crazy what was going on there. At that time, the end 1919, it was the beginning of the communists. And not only common, there's a lot of gangs hanging around, murderers. That was their job, was to murder. Gangs hanging around, to murder. And the financial situation was very, very bad in that area. There was mamash, such big hunger, people were just dying, walking the street, chopping dead from hunger. And besides the fact that there were pogroms, like we said, and there was diseases like typhus, typhus. Ken?
Also the Spanish flu of 1918.
It's so very, very bad.
My grandmother told me she stood at the people standing in line for potatoes. Just, you know, ridiculous stuff.
Okay. So of course, there was such hunger, so there was gangs. Of course, there was the bandist and the patriotists and all kinds of... Yeah. People were afraid to go out in the streets because they might meet one of the people of the gangs. They'll be murdered for no reason. And in the good case, only their money was taken away, not their lives. So the Jews, most of them went to big cities. Because it was a bit safer, they thought, to be in big cities than in small towns. One of the people who were escaping was Labalan of Kivich and his family. So, fine. What happened? Why did they decide to go? Because they almost murdered Labalan and his own family. What happened? And because of Levi Yitzchak, they were all saved. This was the story. So they loved the Jews, killing the Jews and taking all their money. They're going there, of course.
They still do today.
Anyways, there's crazy stories about them. Many, many Jews that they killed in all kinds of horrible ways that you should never know. One of these gangs, wild gangs, parked right near Kivlich, and one day they heard the noise that they're coming around, and they didn't know what to do. And suddenly the door burst open, and they come in screaming. They all run. All the family was running around, hiding under the beds. Of course, Levi Yitzchak didn't manage to hide, but. And he heard them screaming, "Give us the money and he won't kill us. If not, we'll kill you." He heard that. He didn't hide. He said, "Okay, I'll give you the money." He immediately ran out. He was hiding under the bed. He immediately came out of the bed. He saw who's the head of the gang, walked in. He said, "Wait here, I'm giving you all the money." Fast, he went into the next room. There was a
gun.
No. Slikutemoran. He shot him with Temoran. He killed him. No. That's not what happened. He put his hand in the place where a little bundle of money was there. and he gave it to them. It was so dark, they didn't see. Well, he said, that's the money. They didn't believe that that's all the money. He said, where was it? So he showed him where the money was. So they put their hand there. They were looking. So they saw there was no money. They said, because you're so poor, we're going to leave you for life. And they were saved. Afterwards, they left the city. They went to a big city.